Chapter 4 Gwillem drove languidly but fast. Smells of autumn filled the car. A full moon was shining. Strands of mist hung over open fields, and the cold was irresistible. Smiley wondered how old Gwillem was, and guessed 40. But in that light he could have been an undergraduate sculling on the river. He moved the gear lever with a long, flowing movement, as if he were passing it through water. In any case, Smiley reflected irritably, the car was far too young for Smiley. They had raced through Runnymede and begun the run up Egham Hill. They had been driving for 20 minutes, and Smiley had asked a dozen questions and received no answer worth a penny. And now a nagging fear was waking in him that he refused to name.
"I'm surprised they didn't throw you out with the rest of us,"
he said, not very pleasantly, as he hauled the skirts of his coat more tightly round him.
"You had all the qualifications, good at your work, loyal, discreet. They put me in charge of scalp hunters." "Oh, my lord," said Smiley with a shudder,
and pulling up his collar round his ample chins, he abandoned himself to that memory in place of others more disturbing. Brixton and the grim flint schoolhouse that served the scalp hunters as their headquarters. The scalp hunters' official name was Travel. They had been formed by Control on Bill Hayden's suggestion in the pioneer days of the Cold War, when murder and kidnapping and crash blackmail were common currency. And their first commandant was Hayden's nominee. They were a small outfit, about a dozen men, and they were there to handle the hit-and-run jobs that were too dirty or too risky.